Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14, and the Reverend Dr. John Sias is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from St. John, 21st chapter. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and he threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Roman Church is in these days in sede vacante, empty seat, looking for the next man to wear the ring of the fisherman, a tradition that hails to Peter and Andrew, James and John, and all the apostles and pastors after them, their being fishers of men. But our reading today is the third time the Lord Jesus in his resurrection was revealed to the apostles, and here they are fishing for fish. The third time, a point John makes emphatically. The first time in the previous chapter, of course, was the day of the Lord's resurrection. In the evening, the doors being locked for fear of the Jews. "Peace be with you. See, hands inside. As the Father sent me, I am sending you," he said to them, "and receive the Holy Spirit. And if you forgive and if you withhold." And Thomas wasn't there. The second time, 8 days later, our Quasimodogenides Sunday, the Sunday to come in liturgical time, and Thomas was. "Peace be with you. Here, probe my hands and side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. And my Lord and my God." John comments of that second time, they were inside again, which is to say, I think, still locked up from fear of the Jews. Now they've gone off to Galilee. It's not entirely clear how soon, other than John says it's after these two times. So at least next week in liturgical time. Thomas, of course, Peter says, "I'm going fishing." And Thomas and the others decide to go too. Thomas, of course, is known not only for that second appearance and the probing of hands and side and "my Lord and my God," but for saying after the death of Lazarus, "Let us go with this Jesus that we may die with him." John 11, is it fatalism or resolve? I don't know. But he goes, that's the thing. But here, he and the others are just as happy, I suppose, to tag along fishing with Peter. That's a switch. Their trip is heavily reminiscent of Luke 5, which John doesn't tell us about, but perhaps expects that we know, where after having borrowed Peter's fishing boat for a pulpit, Jesus told him to put out into the deep and let down his nets for the catch. And the fleet of the four fishing partners, Peter and Andrew, James and John, just about sank for the terrible abundance, and they were left in fear of the Lord. Here again, at Jesus' word, after a night of taking nothing, they cast the net where he tells them they catch an abundance. But not such a catastrophic one as in Luke. The net doesn't break, the boat doesn't sink. Peter can, in the end, even haul the whole lot in. Nonetheless, and perhaps by this point, not only from the miracle of it, but also the mercy of it, the gentleness, John realizes that it is the Lord. And none in the end have to ask whether this is true. They get to shore. There's then a second round of revelation. The Lord taking the bread and the fish. Interestingly, it seems the one he had already and not the ones they just hauled in, and giving it to them. That takes us to something John does recount, the feeding of the 5,000 at the Sea of Tiberias. The bread of life here again provides. In this third time that he was revealed to his disciples after his resurrection. And he reveals himself to them out of their fishing of fish. Why are they still fishing for fish? Well, Peter and Andrew, James and John, they were fishermen, we know. Not recreationally, professionally, with a family flotilla. Matthew and Mark and Luke tell us they left all of that to follow Jesus, who said, from now on, at least in Luke, you will be fishing men instead. But this third time he comes and is revealed to them in his resurrection, they're back to fishing fish. Perhaps in, with, and under this third time in the fishing of fish is a gentle version of the rebuke of the Lord in Luke 9, that no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God, but yet, as Hebrews says, he seems to hope for better from them. Or in John 6, the feeding, do not labor for the bread that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. Which is to say, going from Easter into quasi-motogenity, we ought to be reborn. But how many times it is, even since this Easter, just last Sunday, that he has had to be revealed to us again, as if we are newborn babes with no memory at all, had to be revealed again to us for who he is, to adjust again who we are. The text has to do with those who should be wearing the ring of the fisherman, so to speak. It is an urgent call to duty and to living the new life from our old ways in the dead, burying the dead, fishing only for fish world. The Lord comes to his apostles in Galilee and finds his fledgling church in a way sede vacante. Where are my fishers of men, full of the Holy Spirit, sent as the Father sent me, forgiving the sins of men, and they are forgiven, pulling them live from the watery grave and cursed abyss into the boat of the kingdom of God? Sorry, Lord, we're out fishing, not for men. So the third time he hails them in, gently. Remember, guys, the abundance of the catch from the word of the Lord, the feeding that is to eternal life. So why this fear? Why this going back to this stuff? Remember, they'll let us go with him, even if we die with him, for he who lives and believes in him shall never die. Get to it. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and humility. You are a fisher of men. And so I fish you out again to do your job, the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Or as the Lord will shortly say to Peter, do you love me? and feed my sheep. Grow old with me and be led where you do not want to go. Follow me. For the rest of us, though, this text says something as well. That we may also pray that the Lord reveal himself to us in the fishing of our fish, in the doing of our vocations. And I'm not saying that we wish that he should give us abundance to build our fishing fleets. God save us from the breaking of nets and the swamping of boats, from bigger barns and waist-deep quail, from the choking thorns of riches and pleasures. The point is not the catch, although John gives their account. It's one of the extremely curious details of this account, in a depth of riches we will not in our whole lives mine out. But it's not really about the catch. Much less is it to teach us how to fish so that we may always catch this abundantly, even if we are catching men. The Lord does not here teach them a new way to fish, to say, someday, soul, I have enough laid up. It's not about the business. Rather, the Lord surprises them in the simple doing of what they do with the fact, again, that all of life, and all of it, is simply not about doing one darn thing after another, not about the comfort of ritual or the joy of hard work or the fruit of success, not even really about providing for our family, neighbors. But it's about recognizing him. Not about laboring for the food that perishes, but about that food that endures to eternal life. And that work of God that is that we believe him whom he sent. It's about hearing his word, about eating that bread of life, and therefore about living as those who will not die, about so living that we may go on being revealed to those we fish with, that they may be found with us in him at the last. Lord Jesus, grant those who wear the ring of the fisherman to be true fishers of men by your word. And grant all of us to perceive you revealing yourself to us in our fishing of fish, that we should open our mouths wide and you fill them, that we as newborn babes should desire above all and evermore the pure milk of the word, and that we who have celebrated your resurrection may by grace confess in our life and conversation that you are Lord and God. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.